如果你今天是第一次来到我们当中，与我们一同敬拜，我们欢迎你。
If this is your first time joining us today, we welcome you.
希望在聚会过后，你能够留下来与我们一同交通，让我们能够更加多的彼此认识。
We do hope that you will join us after this for our regular communal lunch, so that we might get to know one another.
今天我们会继续来看马可福音。
Today we'll continue our study of the book of Mark.
我们会看马可福音第九章。
And we will be looking at chapter 9 today.
马可福音第九章，上一次我们在查考马可福音的时候，我们提到说耶稣在这一段时候是已经开始停止他对这一个众人的教导了。
The last time we looked at how Jesus had ceased preaching and teaching to the masses.
因为他们已经拒绝了耶稣。
And we saw that he did that because they had rejected Jesus.
从第九章到第十章，我们会看见耶稣如何在私底下的教训他的门徒，而不是在教导众人了。
We see from chapter 9 to chapter 10 that he continues to teach his disciples, but not the masses, not the crowds.
这个是私底下的教导他的门徒，而且他是要快要逃往耶路撒冷，要钉死在十字架上之前。
This comes just before he goes towards the cross and will eventually be crucified.
耶稣是在十字架教导他的门徒，我们因着这一个。不同的福音作者把这个福音写下来，所以我们有这个特权，能够像这些门徒一样，能够学习耶稣所教导的。
And these were private lessons to the disciples, but thankfully we have them written down for us so that we too might benefit from these private lessons.
上一次我们在看马可福音的时候，就在第九章十四到第二十九节看见了这个信心的表现，祷告是信心的表现。
The last time we were in chapter 9 verse 11 to verse 29, verse 14 to verse 29, where we saw how prayer was the expression of one's faith.
我们在那段经文看见了祷告的需要。祷告的谦卑，还有祷告的缺乏，会有什么样子的后果
？And we saw in that passage three points: the need for prayer, the humility in prayer, and the lack of prayer.
今天我们会继续的来看第三十到第四十二节。
Today we continue in chapter 9 from verse 30 to verse 42.
马可福音第九章第三十到四十二节都是。在讲这个谦卑的功课。
These verses speak of the lesson on humility.
我们起初读这段经文的时候，可能会觉得这一段经文好像有一点不是很顺。
As upon first reading, you might feel that this passage does not flow very well.
不过，当我们一一的来看的时候，应该会看得见这一个谦卑的功课是不断的出现。
But when we dive deeper into it, I hope that it will become clear to you that this is in fact on the lesson of humility.
让我们首先来读马可福音第九章三十到四十二节。
Let us read the passage from verse 30 to 42 together.
他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣不愿意人知道，于是教训门徒说：“人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后。”过三天他要复活，门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说：你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。耶稣坐下，叫十二个门徒来说：若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。于是领过一个小孩子来，叫他站在门徒中间，又抱起他来，对他们说： 凡为我名接待一个像这样像这小孩子的，就是接待我。凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。约翰对耶稣说：夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。耶稣说：不要禁止他，因为没有人奉我名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。凡因你们是属基督，给你们一杯水喝的，我实在告诉你们，他不能不得赏赐。凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石宣在这个人的颈项上，扔在海里。
Mark 9:30. He went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know. For he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed after 3 days, he will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, What were you discussing on the way? But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Verse 38, John said to him, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us. But Jesus said, Do not stop him. For no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Verse 42, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea.
谦卑这个课题在这个世界上是不受欢迎的。
This subject on humility is not something that is welcomed by the world.
你跟我在这个世界上，在这个社会里，我们知道这个社会所要的就是第一。
We know that it is one of the first things that the world needs right now.
这个世界要求的就是要得到第一名。
Sorry, what he meant was the one of the things that this world demands is that that we are first, that we are ahead of everyone else.
人都要成为世界冠军，都要夺到奥运金牌。
Everyone wants to be the champion of the world. Everyone wants an Olympic gold medal.
大家都要升职加薪，都要成为这一个公司的总裁。
Everyone wants a pay raise, a promotion. Everyone wants to be the head of the company.
这个世界上的人，每一个人都是敬拜自己的人。
And in this world, all of us or all the people worship themselves.
在我们的社会里头，没有所谓缺乏自尊的人。
There is no one who is lacking in self-esteem in this world.
不过这个世界却告诉那些有病的人，是因为你缺乏自尊。
Yeah, we hear often that the world tells people that no, you're lacking in self-esteem.
如果你跟一个充满自尊的人告诉他你缺乏自尊，简直就是火上加油。
If you are telling someone who is full of self-esteem that he's lacking in self-esteem, that is adding fuel to the flames.
所以没有人是缺乏自尊的，就算那些所谓很内向的人，其实有这个心理学家这么说过，说这些很内向的人其实是充满着自尊，他们只是觉得其他的人不认同，所以他们很生气，很气其他的人不认同他们，所以他们就变成非常的内向。
Even those who we deem as introverted are people who have self-esteem. Psychologists say that it is in fact these people who are introverted, who feel that others do not recognize their worth, that they are angry and therefore recede into themselves.
不过圣经里面却告诉我们，谦卑是一个非常重要的一件事情。
But the Bible tells us that humility is a very important thing.
在以赛亚书第66章，我们知道神他把自己抬高。
We see in Isaiah 66 that God exalts himself.
以赛亚书66章第一节，耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。
In Isaiah 66:1-2 it says, Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me? And what is the place of my rest? All these things my hand has made, so all these things came to be, declares the Lord.
所以神才有这个资格能够抬高自己。
God is the only one who has any good reason to exalt himself.
因为神是创造宇宙万物的神。
Because this is the God who created the world and all that's in it.
不过神却告诉我们，就继续在以赛亚书第66章2节看下去，我所看顾的，这个是神所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔，因我话而战惊的人。
But Isaiah 66 doesn't stop there. Continues to say, But this is the one to whom I will look. He who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
所以这个世界所要求的是自高自大的人。
What the world demands is a self-important person.
不过神所寻求的是谦卑的人。
But what God looks for is the humble.
以加书第六章八节，神也这么说，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
We see this also in Micah 6:8 where it says, He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
不只是旧约这么说。
It is not just the Old Testament that says this.
新约里头，路加福音第14章第11节，耶稣说，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
In the New Testament, in Luke 14:11, it says, For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
雅各书第4章6节也这么说，经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In James 4:6, It says, therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以神要求人谦卑。
God demands that men are humble.
不过谦卑这个功课非常难学。
Yet it is a hard lesson to learn.
只要你想到自己很谦卑的时候，你就失去谦卑了。
And it is the moment that you think you are humble that you've lost humility.
当你告诉自己说我是一个非常谦卑的人，或者跟其他人说我是一个非常谦卑的人，对不起，你其实不是很谦卑。
And when you say to someone, actually I'm a very humble guy, it's in that moment that you've stopped being humble at all.
所以神要教导我们如何的谦卑，圣经教导我们如何的谦卑。
God tells us that how we can be humble. The Bible teaches us how we can be humble.
耶稣通过他的话语教导门徒如何的谦卑。
Jesus in his lessons to the disciples taught them how they could be humble.
耶稣也通过他自己的行为，他自己的榜样教导门徒如何的谦卑。
Beyond his words, Jesus showed in his life and in his actions what humility was about.
我们知道这些门徒就像我们一样，就像所有的世人一样，都是非常骄傲的人。
And the fact is, we know that the disciples like you and like me and like the rest of the world are proud people.
他们要得荣耀，他们要快快得荣耀。
They want glory and they want it now.
而且他们所跟从的这些榜样，这些属灵的榜样，在耶稣之前其实不是很好的榜样。
And the examples that they followed before they came to know the Lord were bad examples.
他们所跟从的这些属灵榜样就是法利赛人、文士，还有这些拉比。
They looked up to spiritual examples that were the Pharisees and that were the scribes.
就好像刚才我们的弟兄在读这个路加福音，讲到这个法利赛人，他是站在众人的面前祷告。
It was like the passage that we read just now where the Pharisee stood in front of everyone to pray.
当他祷告的时候，在祷告的这个内容里头，甚至贬低其他的人。
And you could see in the content of his prayer that he was putting others down.
这个当时的这些属灵领袖，这些法利赛人，他们会在头上佩戴的经文是一个盒子，越大的就越属灵。
Those spiritual leaders at that time would have a box that they would wear on their foreheads with scripture in it, and the bigger the box, the more holy this person would seem.
耶稣说他们有宽大的佩戴经文，也是把他们的衣裳的穗子给弄长了。这些就是他们外表的形式，让所有的人看见他们是多么属灵的人。
These people, Jesus said, wore enlarged phylacteries on their hands, and they wore enlarged tassels on their robes that were symbols of how spiritual they were.
今天我们也见到有许多的人，他们穿上这些宗教的袍子，就把自己给提高了，是一个宗教的领袖等等的。
And it's not unlike leaders of religions in our day and age, where they wear grand costumes to show that they are leaders, religious leaders.
所以当时门徒就是在长大的过程时，就跟住这些所谓的属灵领袖。
And these were the examples, spiritual examples that the disciples grew up with.
而且现在他们知道，他们所跟从的是弥赛亚，是犹太人所向往着、所等待的这一个救主。
Yet now they were following the Messiah that the Jews have been waiting for.
他们知道耶稣拣选了他们。
They knew that Jesus selected and chose them.
所以他们跟从的这个弥赛亚，他们是受拣选的，就使他们也骄傲起来了，他们要成为这个有荣耀的人。
And knowing that they were handpicked by the Messiah, they started to get proud themselves.
不过耶稣在这里就教导了他们这个谦卑的功课。
And it is in this setting that Jesus teaches them this lesson of humility.
耶稣不只是通过话语教导，耶稣也通过他自己的榜样来教导这一个谦卑的功课。
Not only in his words did he teach this lesson, he also taught them in his actions and in the way he lived.
所以讲到这个谦卑的功课，第一就是让我们看见这个谦卑的领袖，耶稣是谦卑的领袖。
So our first point today is the leader of humility, and Jesus is the leader of humility.
因为在耶稣教导他们的时候，耶稣说第三十一节，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他。被杀以后，过三天要复活。
And he opened the lesson by saying in verse 31, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise.
当然，这个不是第一次耶稣这么说，也不是最后一次。在马可福音记载了三次耶稣这么说，而且我们也能够知道，其实耶稣是不断的在教导他们这一件事情。
This was neither the first or the last time he said this. In the book of Mark, we see that Jesus had said this 3 times. In fact, Jesus continued to teach them what would happen eventually.
耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
却降卑为人。
And he had condescended and became man.
不只是降卑为人，而且要钉死在十字架上。
But he didn't just become man, he became man to die on the cross.
这个是非常大的一个牺牲，也让我们看见耶稣身为神如何的降卑自己，所以就是一个谦卑的领袖。
This was not just a massive sacrifice that we cannot even begin to understand. This was a demonstration of the sheer humility of Jesus.
不过他跟门徒说他要死在十字架上的时候，他们不能够接受。
But when he told the disciples that he would have to die on the cross, they could not accept it.
当然在这里他只是说他会死，他没有说如何死。
Of course, over here he only said that he would die, he did not say how.
甚至是这个弥赛亚的死亡，这些门徒也难以接受。
In fact, the very idea that the Messiah would die was something that they could not accept.
之后我们知道耶稣钉死了十字架上，对于犹太人来说这个是不可能接受的。
And we see that at the end when Jesus was nailed to the cross, that the Messiah would be nailed to a cross was something the Jews that could never accept.
所以保罗在哥林多前书一章二十三节说，我们传的是钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
And this is precisely why Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:23 said, "But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and a folly to Gentiles."
对犹太人来说，这个救主是要来统治这个世界的，要死，而且死在十字架上，像一个犯人一样，是不可能的。
The Jews were waiting for a victorious Messiah, a Messiah that would come and remove them from the oppression of Rome. The idea that this Messiah would die, not just die, but die on the cross like a common criminal, was something that they simply could not accept.
如果通过弥赛亚救主的死，就让我们看见他是如何的谦卑。
Yet it is through his death that we see his humility.
这个世界上的人都犯了罪。
All of us in this world have sinned.
神能够在这个一瞬间审判整个世界。
And God in a single moment can judge the entire world for its sin.
不过他却没有这么做。
Yet he has not done so.
第三十一节，人子将要被交在人手里。
In verse 31 it says, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men.
他不只是降卑为人，甚至是让其他的人交他在人的手里。
Not only did he become man, he allowed that he would be delivered into the hands of others.
谁把耶稣交在人的手里？
Who delivered Jesus into the hands of men?
当然我们知道是犹大，犹大卖主。
Of course, we know that Judas had sold Jesus to Rome.
犹大把这个耶稣交在犹太人的手里。
It was Judas who put Jesus into the hands of the Jews.
犹太人把耶稣交到这个比拉多的手里。
And it was the Jews who put Jesus into the hands of Pilate.
比拉多把耶稣交到这个处死他的这个人的手里。
And then Pilate handed him over to the executioners.
不过我们却知道原来是神把耶稣交在人的手里。
Yet we know that it is in fact God who had delivered Jesus into the hands of men.
使徒行传二章二十三节，他就是指耶稣，既按着神的定旨，先被交与。
In Acts 2:23 it says, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God.
所以是神，是父神把他的儿子耶稣交在人的手里。
This is God the Father giving his son, delivering his son up into the hands of men.
为的是什么？
What for?
为的是罪人。
He did so for the sake of sinners.
为的是要担当世人的罪。
He did this to bear the punishment of sinners.
这个是非常谦卑的一个动作。
This is the epitome of humility.
没有人，任何的人能够做到比这一个更加的谦卑。
And there is no other act that is more humble.
耶稣却这么的做。
Yet Jesus had done this.
你试想想，你会不会如果有一辆，你刚买一辆新车？然后你看见一个人有需要，他所驾的是一辆旧车，或者他没有车，然后你就把你的新车送了给他，或者跟他换，你把你的新车给他，拿他的旧车。
So imagine a scene where perhaps you have just bought a brand new car, and then you realize that there is someone else who either has an old car or doesn't have a car at all. Would you?Exchange your new car with his old car, or would you give him your new car?
或者你买了新屋子，你花了很多钱装修，这个是你想怎么说？你就是想了十年要做的，刚结婚买新屋子。
Perhaps you have just bought a new house. Maybe you're newly married and you bought a new house and you have renovated it to make it your dream home.
不过你看见一个无家可归的人，你把你的新家送了给他。
And then you see a homeless person, Would you give him your new house?
这个就是耶稣所做的，他看见罪人的需要，他就降卑为人，钉死在十字架上，如何的谦卑，多么的谦卑。
And that's an example of what Jesus did to a much larger extent, that he saw sinners needing salvation, and therefore he gave his life up for them.
所以他告诉门徒，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天他要复活。
And so he told the disciples, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, they will kill him, and when he is killed after 3 days, he will rise.
门徒却不明白这话，又不敢问他。
But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask.
可能是因为上一次彼得在同样的一个时间，当耶稣告诉彼得他们门徒说他要死的时候，彼得要劝耶稣，却被耶稣责骂。
And it could be that they had in their previous experience when Jesus had told them that he was to die, and Peter had rebuked him, he had in fact put Peter aside and rebuked Peter.
所以这些门徒现在不敢问耶稣。
And so the disciples now were fearful to ask him.
而且他们现在也不明白，不过以后他们就会明白了。
And while they didn't understand now, they would come to understand shortly.
在耶稣钉十字架后，他三天后复活了。
After being crucified, 3 days later, Jesus was resurrected.
我们也知道这个福音传了给我们，让我们看见了耶稣所做的一切。
We also know that this gospel was written and passed down to us that we would know all that Jesus had done.
保罗后来在腓立比书那里写到，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Philippians 2:5, we see from Paul's words, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以在这里我们就看见了第一点，就是这个谦卑的领袖，耶稣是用着自己为榜样来教导这个门徒什么是谦卑。
And so this was our first point. The leader of humility, this leader was Jesus, who in his own example showed us the extent of humility.
马可福音第十章四十五节，耶稣说，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
In the next chapter of Mark 10:45, it says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以我们看了属灵这个耶稣谦卑的领袖。
And so we see our first point, Jesus as leader of humility.
让我们现在来看门徒在33-34节。
Now let's take a look at the disciples in verse 33-34.
在门徒的身上我们看见这一个谦卑的缺乏。
We see in the disciples, our second point, the lack of humility.
他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。
And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what were you discussing on the way? But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest.
这个是一个争论，而且是一个非常不好看的一个争论。
This was an argument, and it was an ugly argument.
可能我心里面非常的骄傲，我觉得我比庆豪强，不过我不会来到他面前说庆豪我比你强。
Perhaps I am a proud man, and I believe I am better than a brother. But maybe I won't come to him to tell him to his face that I'm better than him.
这个是非常幼稚的一种做法。
It is a juvenile attitude to have.
非常不成熟的。
It's very childish and immature.
不过这些门徒却这样的在路上彼此的争论，我比你强，你比我烂。
Yet the disciples along the way had this argument with one another. You are better, I'm better than you, you are worse than me.
不要忘记他们所 这些是从那里学来的。
Let's not forget where they learned this from.
他们从法利赛人的身上学来的。
They learned this from the Pharisees.
法利赛人当时就是这样，就是站在这个圣殿祷告的时候，就说我不像这个税吏一样。
And the Pharisees showed their example by standing on the side of the sidewalk to pray and putting others down in their prayers.
而且他们如果是这个禁食的时候，就会在这个大街那里禁食，把自己的脸都给毁容了，让世人都看见原来他们在禁食，他们非常的辛苦。
We see even in the way they fasted, they would stand in the public and put on a show of being sorrowful so that everyone could see them.
我们怎么知道？因为耶稣不断的在斥责这一种做法。
And we know this because Jesus continually spoke against this behavior.
所以这里门徒就像他们的旧人一样，还是不断的在争论谁比较大。
And so these disciples were like those people and continued to argue who was the greatest.
他们缺乏这一个谦卑。
They lacked humility.
不过他们知道是错的。
Yet they knew it was wrong.
因为他们跟从耶稣已经有两年了。
They had followed Jesus for around about 2 years now.
他们跟着这个谦卑的领袖已经两年了。
They were with this leader of humility for 2 years.
他们知道耶稣的教导如何应该舍己背起十字架。
They understood his teaching of giving up oneself and picking up one's cross.
他们知道他们现在所做的这个态度，所有东西都是错的。
They understood that their behavior right now was wrong.
所以他们不作声。
And that's why they didn't say anything.
因为他们不好意思，因为他们羞愧了。
Because they were embarrassed.
他们知道这一种这样的态度是非常充满着罪恶的态度，他们的内心也指责他们。
They knew that their behavior was not ideal. It was and in fact and their hearts were accusing them.
不过我们却看见他们的罪性显现了出来。
Yet we saw the sin in their hearts manifested.
这个骄傲的这种罪是不能够隐藏的，迟早会出来的。
And this pride, the sin of pride, is not something that can be kept for long. Eventually, it will be found out.
当他们忘了行在他们面前的这个主的时候，在主的背后，他们就开始了这个争论，谁比较大。
And when they began to forget who this leader was that they followed, as they trailed behind him, they started to have this argument of who was the greater.
罪人都是骄傲的人。
Sinners are all proud people.
当罪人来到神的面前，当罪人看见神告诉他们，我把我的儿子差到世上来为你们钉死在十字架上，罪人说我才不要。
And as sinners come before God and God says, I have sent my son to die on the cross for you, the sinner says, I don't need it.
就好像门徒一样，在这里耶稣告诉他们，我要被杀，而且三天后会复活，他们却在后头争让谁比较大。
And it is not unlike the disciples here who, having been told by Jesus himself that he was to die, were in fact behind him arguing about who was the greater.
就像今天的人一样，他们不理会耶稣，不理会圣经的教导，只是为了要得第一。
We see that today the world does not care about Jesus or his teaching, they just want to be first.
不过耶稣蛮有恩典的教导这些门徒。
But Jesus, with out of grace and being very gracious, taught the disciples.
不要忘记，耶稣因着这一个犹太人的宗教领袖已经拒绝了耶稣之后，耶稣已经开始对他们施行审判，已经不再教导他们了。
Now remember that at this point, Jesus had already been rejected by the people. He had also been rejected by the Pharisees, and he stopped teaching them.
不过门徒不一样，门徒在这里软弱，不过耶稣蛮有恩典的教训他们。
But the disciples were different. The disciples were weak, and Jesus continued to strengthen them by teaching them.
耶稣就开始了教导他们这个谦卑的功课。
And so he began the lesson on humility.
在第三十五节，耶稣坐下，叫十二门徒来说：若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人末后的，做众人的用人。
In verse 35, he says, And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, If anyone would be the first, he must be last of all and servant of all.
你要成为伟大的人，就要成为一个用人。
If you want to be a great person, you need to be a lowly person.
这个是耶稣所教导的，你必须去服侍人。
This is what Jesus taught them. You need to serve others.
耶稣继续的领过一个小孩子来，叫他站在门徒中间，又抱起他来对他们说：凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我；凡接待我的，不是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的。
Jesus continues in verse 36, and he takes a child and he puts him in the midst of them, and he says, taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me.And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
当然，这个小孩是一个实物的教材。
Of course, this child is an object lesson.
他不是说小孩而已，而是在属灵里头所相信耶稣的，这都是神属灵的孩子。
And he doesn't mean simply a child, or specifically a child.Jesus is referring to all who believe in Jesus and all who are part of the kingdom of God.
因为三十七节说，凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是说不是指一个小孩罢了，是一个信主的属灵孩子。
Because if you look carefully at verse 37, Jesus says, whoever receives one such child in my name, it is not specific to a child, but a child of God.
这个属灵的孩子就是所相信神的人。
This spiritual child, so to speak, is one who believes in God.
不过耶稣用一个小孩子来做实物教材，为什么呢？
But Jesus uses this child as an object lesson. Why?
因为一个小孩子是非常无助的，而且是需要靠这个大人的。
It is because children are not self-sufficient and they need the care of adults.
小孩子是软弱的，他们需要这个大人的照顾。
Children are weak and require the protection of adults.
这个就是好像一个信徒一样，信徒不是在一夜之间成为一个属灵的伟人。
It is like a believer who doesn't become a hero of the faith immediately.
他是一个小孩子一样，他是需要照顾，需要。这一个大人去看顾，需要神的看顾的。
If a new believer is like that child, he needs to grow and he needs the help and protection of mature believers.
耶稣说，当一个属灵神的属灵孩子来到你面前的时候，你接待这个属灵的孩子，就是你接待一个信徒的时候，就是像接待耶稣一样。
And Jesus says that if you receive a child or a child of God.It is like you are receiving me.
你接待我的不只是接待我，乃是接待那差我来的，就是父神。
In fact, if you receive me, he says, you receive not me, but him who sent me. He's referring to God the Father.
我们从一个负面的角度来看。
And let's take it from a different perspective.
负面 negative.
A negative perspective.
如果你不接待一个信耶稣的人，就是你拒绝耶稣。
If you refuse to receive a believer, then you are refusing to receive Jesus.
你不接待耶稣，你拒绝耶稣，就是拒绝天父。
And if you refuse to receive Jesus, then you refuse to receive God the Father.
这个非常严重。
And this is serious.
在马可福音第十章，让我们翻到马可福音第十章，只是翻一页就到了。
Let's take a look at Mark 10, if you would just flip over, you'll flip the page over.
马可福音第十章第四十二节。
Mark 10, verse 42.
耶稣叫他们来，对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的，治理他们有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
Mark 10:42. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all."
当然就让我们看见了耶稣的这个榜样，他是谦卑的领袖，他给我们做了这个榜样，就在第四十五节，他来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
We see the first point that Jesus is the leader of humility, and that he was the example of that humility. He came not to serve, but to serve others.
耶稣说，你们要为大的，就要做众人的仆人。
And he says in that Mark 10 chapter, that verse that we just read, that those among you, those that will be great among you must be your servant.
所以在这里这一个谦卑的功课让我们学习什么？你要谦卑就要侍奉众人。
That lesson in humility is this. If you want to be humble, you need to serve others.
不是侍奉神，是侍奉人。
Not to serve God, but to serve others.
耶稣说的。
And that's what God said. That's what Jesus said.
有些人听起来非常的属灵，他们说我完全不侍奉任何人，我只侍奉一位神。
Some people might feel that they are spiritual when they say, "No, I don't serve men. I serve God."
我只是侍奉一位神，我完全不要侍奉任何的人。
I only serve the one God, and I don't serve any man at all.
听起来很属灵，不过不符合圣经的教导。
It sounds very spiritual, but it is not biblical.
耶稣说，你要侍奉他吗？你要侍奉他，你就要侍奉你的弟兄姐妹。
Jesus says, if you want to serve him, you serve your brothers and sisters.
因为你凡接待或者侍奉你的弟兄姐妹，就是接待或者侍奉耶稣。
Because whoever serves their brothers and sisters serves God, serves Jesus.
你要侍奉耶稣吗？你就要通过侍奉这一个弟兄姐妹，服侍弟兄姐妹。
If you want to serve Jesus, then start serving your brothers and sisters as a way of serving Jesus.
你不能够把这个中间的把它拔出来说，我只侍奉神，我不侍奉人。
And you cannot remove the middle of that relationship where God says you must serve your brothers and sisters in order to serve Him.
第二个，这一个谦卑的功课。
The second lesson on humility.
这个谦卑会使人同心合一。
Humility will bring people together to have a one heart.
这个相反的就是骄傲会使人分隔开来，会使人排外。
And the converse is true. Pride divides people.
这个就让我们看见这里是约翰他把这个之前所发生的一件事情带了出来。
We see here that John brings up something that has happened in the recent past.
约翰对耶稣说，夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。
We see in verse 38 that John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us."
刚才我们提到这一段经文其实是一个非常顺的一个经文。
We said earlier on that this was a single thought. In scripture.
如果我们不跟着上下文来读的话，可能会觉得怎么突然间好像约翰在这里讲了别的东西，好像是另外一个课题了。
And if we're not following the context, we might then think, why is John bringing this up all of a sudden? It seems almost disjointed.
不过如果我们是按着上下文来读的话，我们读到第四十二节就明白了。
But if you're following the context,and seeing the verses that come before and after, when you reach verse 42, you will see the link.
因为第四十二节，耶稣说，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒，他又回到这个小孩子，这个小子。
In verse 42, he says, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin," he comes back again to the analogy of the child.
所以耶稣在教导的时候，讲到这个小孩子的时候。约翰突然间插嘴，不过约翰插了嘴之后，耶稣又回到这个起初的这个课题。
And it's almost like as Jesus was talking and giving this object lesson with the child in the midst, John comes in and interrupts him by talking about this other event. Jesus then brings him back to the main point.
我们来看一个相关的经文，就是在马太福音第十八章。
Let's take a look at a parallel passage in Mark chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章。
Excuse me, Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章第一到第六节就让我们看见了一个相关的经文。
Matthew 18 shows us a parallel passage.
在第一节，当时门徒进前来问耶稣说：“天国里谁是最大的？”耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，便像这个小孩一样，断不得进天国。”等等的。然后在第六第五节，凡为我名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。第六节，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石宣在这人的颈项，沉在深海里。
In chapter 18, it says, at that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said,Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. In verse 5, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck.And to be drowned in the depth of the sea.
所以是相同的一段经文，不过在马太福音那里，我们看见第五节跟第六节之间没有一个中断。
So it's a similar passage, but we see that there isn't an interruption between verse 5 and verse 6.
不过马可福音却让我们看见，原来在第五节跟第六节之间，原来这个约翰他插嘴了。
But we see that in the same account in Mark, John interrupts him halfway.
我们不要忘记这一个圣经里的我们在手上这本圣经里的这个标题还有这一个章节的数目字不在原文里头。
Let us not forget that the Bible that we hold in our hands originally had no chapter or verse references.
所以这些章节的数字还有这些标题不是神所默示的。
And it is not inspired these chapters and verse numbers.
所以我们要记得当我们读经的时候必须按着上下文来读，所以今天我们读到第四十二节。
And so when we read the Bible, we need to understand the context and we need to see it in its context, which is why today we are reading until verse 42.
所以我们在次的看这一段经文是耶稣教导这一个门徒有关这一个谦卑的功课，然后当他教导的时候，约翰突然间想起之前所发生的一件事情，他就插嘴了。耶稣却没有禁止他，耶稣用这约翰的这一个事件来成为另外一个实务教材来教导他们。
So in the midst of a lesson on humility, we see that John, remembering something that happened a while ago, interrupted Jesus and told him whatever he needed to say. Jesus, however, was kind to him, did not stop him, but then used what he had to say as yet another object lesson to teach them about humility.
所以这里的谦卑是什么呢？谦卑会使人同心合意。
And we see here that humility unites people.
这一个约翰所带出的这件事情是有一个人他奉着耶稣的名赶鬼，不过约翰代表所有的门徒，其实因为他说我们就禁止他，所以所有的门徒要禁止这一个人不让他赶鬼。
John talks of an account of someone who was in verse 38 casting out demons in Jesus' nameAnd it says, he says, we tried to stop him, meaning he represented all of the disciples when he said, all of us tried to stop him.
这个就让我们看见原来他们这个骄傲的心让他们开始觉得非常的专属，这个赶鬼是一个专属的权利。
And this revealed to us the prideful hearts that the disciples had. They felt that they had ownership of this ability to cast out demons, and they got proud of it.
当然，我不是说今天的有别的人除了使徒之外，今天有别的人可以赶鬼，我不是这么说。
Of course, I'm not saying that in today's day and age, there are others who are able to cast out demons.
不过我们记得在路加福音那里第十章，耶稣差遣七十个人出去传道，而且也给他们这一个权柄，能够赶鬼。
We see that in Luke 10, we saw that Jesus had sent out 70 people, 70 disciples with the power to cast out demons.
所以除了十二门徒之外，耶稣也有给其他的人有这一个权柄赶鬼。
And so in addition to the 12, he had given others that power to do so.
所以可能这一个人是属于那七十个人之间，我不知道。
And it's possible that this person that John had encountered was one of the 70.
不过他所做的是真实的。But
what he was doing was true and faithful.
因为耶稣说不要禁止他。Because
Jesus said, do not stop him.
因为没有人奉我名行义能反倒轻易毁谤我。For
no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me.
耶稣让我们看见这个谦卑的功课不只是要 这个服侍人，而且需要同心合一，也就是说，就算这一个人不是属于十二门徒的，还是应该与他同心。The
lesson on humility is in addition to
不只是服侍人，而且要同心合一。In addition to
serving others, humility also includes being unified.
因为这一个人，耶稣约他说，他不跟从我们，所以我们禁止他。这个是我们的圈子里头，只有属于我们的。Because
we see that John was trying to be exclusive. John was trying to mark out his territory and say, no, this is ours.
不过耶稣说，不要禁止他。But
Jesus says, don't stop him.
不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。Those
who do not stand in our way are those who are not against us.
所以耶稣说，所有这些信主的人都是应该同心合一的。Jesus
is saying those who believe in Jesus ought to have unity.
这个就是很多时候当信徒缺乏谦卑的时候所造成的这个后果。This
tends to be the result of believers who have a lack of humility.
他们开始自我起来。
They start to be proud,
而且开始排外,
and they start to exclude others.
因为你们不属于我们这个圈子的，你们就不是跟我们一样。And
so they say, no, you're not part of our circle, and we will separate from you.
不过耶稣教导他们不要这样，是因为大家都是相信同一个主。But
Jesus said, do not stop him, because we all believe in the same God.
当我们能够彼此同心合一的时候，就能够给福音做见证。
When we are able to be united, that is a testimony of Jesus.
这个谦卑也会让我们得着赏赐。This
humility is also an avenue for blessing.
第四十一节，凡因你们是属基督，给你们一杯水喝的，我实在告诉你们，他不能不得赏赐。
In verse 41 it says, for truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward.
凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石掀在这人的颈项上，扔在海里。
42, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea.
所以这个谦卑不只是会 有这个赏赐，而且不谦卑其实会有审判。So
humility is not only deserving of reward, a lack of humility is deserving of punishment.
因为如果没有谦卑的话，会使这信我的小子跌倒。Without
humility, it causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin.
耶稣用这一个约翰所带出来的这一件事情作为一个实物教材。Jesus
used the account that John had brought up as an object lesson.
之前耶稣说，你们要接待属于我的这一些小孩子，你们要接待，也要侍奉这一些属于我的，就是彼此弟兄姐妹必须要侍奉。
Earlier Jesus said, you must receive those who believe in me, you must serve those who believe in me.
然后约翰讲到这个人，这个人不属于我们的。 我要禁止他。
Jesus, then John says, yeah, but this guy, he's not with us, and we want to stop him.
我耶稣把他带回来说，别禁止他，我们要同心合一，而且你不要使他跌倒。
And Jesus says, no, don't stop him. We need to be united. In fact, do not stumble him.
因为如果你使这一个小子跌倒，信耶稣的人，你使他跌倒的话，你不如死掉算了。
Because if you stumble and cause the sin, someone who believes in Jesus, it would be better for you to die.
当然，耶稣不是说我们大家都要投河自尽。
Of course, Jesus is not trying to say that
we
should all commit suicide.
耶稣是说我们必须要非常严重的看待这件事情。
He is saying that we all need to take this very seriously.
因为如果我们使这个信耶稣的人跌倒的话，其实很有可能，因为我们没有谦卑。我们如果没有谦卑，我们是拒绝耶稣的人。
Because if we cause someone who believes in Jesus to sin, and that shows our lack of humility.
在这个 ESV 里头翻译到使这个小子犯罪。
In the ESV, it translates it as causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin.
不过在中文还有在这个 NASB 还有在 NIV 里头是翻译到使这个小子跌倒或者 stumble。
However, in the NAS translation or the Chinese translation, that word sin is translated as stumble.
当然在这个上下文里头，耶稣是在讲到这些使徒他们排外不接受其他的人。
Jesus, in its immediate context, Jesus was referring to the apostles being exclusive.
不过在这个更大的应用范围，我们要记得耶稣是在指当我们不彼此接待，当我们不彼此服侍的时候，就会绊倒其他的人。
But in the broader context, Jesus is saying that if we do not serve one another, if we do not receive one another, then we will cause that others to stumble.
因为当信徒之间不彼此同心合一的时候，当他们非常骄傲的时候，会使到其他的信徒被绊倒。
Because when there is no unity amongst the body and when there is no serving or receiving of one another, it causes believers to stumble.
可能你是一个缺乏谦卑的人，你不服侍其他的人。
Perhaps you are someone who lacks humility and you do not serve others.
有另外一个信徒看见你这么做，他可能会想，可能不需要听耶稣的话，我看这个人的榜样。
Someone else might look at you and say, oh, okay, maybe I can act that way. I don't need to listen to Jesus. I can just follow your example.
你就使他绊倒了。
You would have caused him to stumble.
或者你使他信心软弱。
Or maybe you would have caused his faith to weaken.
因为你没有侍奉其他人，让他看见了，他觉得哎呀，怎么这样？
Because if you don't serve others and he looks at you and he laments the fact that there is no kindness and no service within the church.
这个是非常严重的，我们可能觉得哎呀没事，不过耶稣说这个是非常严重的一件事情。
And we might think nothing of it, but here Jesus tells us that it is of great significance.
所以这个谦卑的功课非常的难学。
And therefore this lesson on humility is a hard one to learn.
不过我们感谢主，因为他是谦卑的领袖。
But we thank Jesus because he is the leader of humility.
他用自己为一个榜样，让我们看见什么是谦卑。
In his life he showed us an example of what humility looks like.
如果你是缺乏谦卑的话，希望你会学习这个功课。
If you are lacking in humility, I pray that you will learn this lesson.
腓立比书第二章第一到三节说，在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Philippians 2:1-3 it says, so if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves.
只有当你看 其他人比自己强的时候，你才会低下头来服侍其他的人。
It is only when you see others as more significant than yourselves will you humble yourselves in order to serve them.
让我们不要像门徒一样，不只是在外表，也不要在心里觉得我比你好。
Let us not like the disciples think that we are better than others.
让我们做个结束祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this lesson on humility.And while it is something that we hear often, that there's virtue in being humble, Lord, it is not something that is practiced in the world. It is something that even we are in our lives struggle to practice. We pray that, Lord, you would reveal to us times that we are prideful, that you would reveal to us how, Lord, we cannot even stand here and address you even now if you had not humbled yourself and sent your son to die on the cross for us. We pray that you'll help us to live by that example, that you would help us to show the world what humility is. We pray that in this body of Christ, you would help us to be humble, that you would help us to serve one another, that you would help us to love and receive one another. We pray that those others who we know who are part of the universal body of Christ, Lord, that we would continue to pray for them, encourage them to continue to serve the true God, the God of the Bible. In Jesus' name we pray.